My wife fell down and sprained her leg one time, and I carried her to the doctor. He plastered it up, told me to take her back home, one he used to put her in the hospital, get her a pair of crutches to hop around on and a nurse to wait on her. So I got the crutches and carried her back home. Then I went and got the nurse. The most beautiful nurse you ever saw. She looked like a movie queen. I carried that nurse home. My wife taking one look at her. Jumped out of bed, grabbed one of them crutches, knocked a knot on my head. So big, they put the knot in the hospital and left me on the outside. I'll tell you one of the kind of later ones. You know, they're building these rockets now, these moon rockets. I notice they're building them 50 stories high. At that rate, we'll soon be able to stay on Earth and visit the moon. I was passing by a bar room not long ago. I heard a big commotion in there, and I walked in the door to see what was the trouble. One guy, he jumped out in the middle of the floor and said he could whip every man that was in there with one hand. A big old double-jointed fella walked down the floor and says, "Come on, I'm ready to take you on." He looked at him. He said, "No, no, no, I'm not going to whip you. I said one hand, you got two." I don't think I'll tell any more jokes. I'll try to sing you folks one of the old-timey songs, being this is an old-timey program. I'm not any singer, but I'll do the best I can with it. But it's one of the old-timey songs that was brought over here by some of our ancestors. I wouldn't say it was mine. Could have been. Of course, I traced my family tree all the way back to where they lived in it. And I brought a duck and gave it to Miss Thelma for a present. I've been kind of mad at them ducks ever since one of my uncles lost his life on a duck hunting trip. He was down there on a duck hunting trip. They come a flock of ducks over him. He fired into them. The ducks, they fell on him so thick he couldn't climb fast enough to stay on top. Got smothered to death. I'll try to sing you all a song. In London City, where I did dwell, they butcher boy I love so well. He's courted me my heart away, and along with me he will not stay. He goes downtown and he sits himself down. He takes a stranger upon his knee. He tells to them things he won't tell me. And don't you know that it's grief I see. He courts him shy. I can tell you why. Because they have more gold than I can't sing. But gold will melt and silver will fly, but conscious love can never die. It was late one night when her father came home, inquiring where his daughter had gone. She's gone away, her life to destroy. She's hung herself for the butcher boy. I wish I could sing, but I can't. Well, I've had two applausions. They've applauded twice, one when I come up here and one when I'm fixing to leave. I'll try to sing the rest of that song, though. He ran upstairs and the door he broke and found her hanging on a rope. He'd taken his knife and he cut her down, and in her bosom this note was found. I love you, Johnny, I love you well. I love you better than tongue can tell. I love my father and mother too, but I don't love them like I do you. I wish and I wish, but it's all in vain. I wish I was made over again, but wishes is all that'll ever be till coffee grows on the white oak tree. Go dig my grave, go dig it deep. Place a marble stone to my head and feet, and upon my breast a lonesome dove to show to the world that I died for love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cousin Lim. We'll see you again next year. Let's give him another hand. Bob Beers has a particular pleasure to perform now.
Well, last night we attended one of the many gatherings that occur around folk festivals, and we met a visitor to this festival, and were very impressed by his beautiful voice, and right away we thought he should be on this program, so we asked him to sing. His name is Sam Schulman, and he has a very beautiful voice. Sam?
As I mentioned to the group this afternoon, it seems that in Florida's historical heritage, there was one particular folk group that was not represented, that is, at least not until the time that I came up, and that is the Jewish group. I think most of you probably know that the first white man to settle in this particular part of Florida was a man by the name of Mordecai Levy, who was a Moroccan Jew. So I think it's most fitting that something representing his people be included in a folk festival. I'd like to sing you a song that is sung to children, and it is in Yiddish, which is the native language of most of the Jewish people who come from Central Europe. It is called Offen Pripichok.
Offen Pripichok. Kleine Kinder. Kinderland. Bedenkt je, Tyre, Wash is letting do.
Now, a year ago, we met another gentleman at one of these gatherings in Gainesville, and his name is Marcello Truzzi. He has a beautiful voice, and I'd like for you to hear him sing. Marcello?
An American lullaby. Many of you are familiar with it, I'm sure. This song is historically to be sung really by a woman. It tells the story of a Negro mammy who has her own child left untended while she has to take care of the child of her mistress.
Hush-a-bye, don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six little horses. Way down yonder in the meadow lies a sleepy little lambie. Bees and butterflies pecking out its eyes. Poor little thing cries lambie. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bays, dapples and grays, coach and six little horses.
Thank you for the beautiful music. And now, from up Georgia way, Nahanta, to be exact, come the Knee Knockers. Under the direction of Lee Walker. And I might add, I don't know what they're doing up there, because I think he's the doctor, aren't you?
Yes. You know, I've had to doctor some people around here this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Had to treat one little lady in the bus.
Well, I declare. Is she all right now?
Yes. We sent her on home.
Oh, that was a good thing to do.
If I'd have known If I'd have known about the other doctor here, I'd have got him to treat her. You didn't tell me he was here.
Oh, you mean Josie Billy?
Yeah, Josie Billy.
Uh-huh.
We have a group, 4-H recreation group of teenage youngsters from the Hunter, Georgia, who are going to do some Western square dancing for you now. They're going to do one singing call called Red Wing, and then they're going to do some patter. And after they get out here, I'll introduce the callers to you. For our first patter call, we're going to have Mr. Bob Smith. He's one of the attorneys from our town. Hold your hand up, Bob, so they can see you. And then for the singing call, we'll have one of our 4-H leaders who has been working on square dancing and recreation for her 4-H project, and we're expecting her to win national award this year, Sandra Jacobs from the Hunter, Georgia.
Forward, that's into the middle and back. Now lean to the right and circle forward, side, and but why not forward? Back when you go forward again, you're running and breathing, turn all around. The clouds too move, straight ahead and fire through. You're running and breathing, turn all around and fire through, the rest of the neck. You're running and breathing, turn all around and fire through.
Okay. Right. Hold on one little bit.